Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. As I begin my message this morning, I want to ask a simple question which has more than one right answer. The simple question is this: when you pray, what do you call God when you speak to Him? Scripture itself gives us many titles for God, numerous names of God, so truly there are many appropriate ways to address God. We can rightly call God our Heavenly Father, as the prayer of the Lord's Prayer instructs us. We can rightly call God the Almighty God, Holy God, or God our Helper, and on it could go, because all these titles and names are given in Scripture itself. But this morning we come to this petition in the Lord's Prayer, "Hallowed be your name." I want to consider two very important questions which will guide us in the consideration of this petition, "Hallowed be your name." So the two questions are this: first of all, what is meant by God's name? And secondly, how can we hallow God's name? First, what is meant by God's name? God's name in the Bible means the person that God has revealed Himself to be. God in His mercy has given us a true understanding of who He is, given to us in His written word, the Bible. This petition says, "Hallowed be your name." So to reverence or hallow God's name is to reverence God Himself. We think in the same lines of thought about people. To respect Cedric is to respect Cedric's name. They're one and the same. It can't separate them. So when we say, "Hallowed be your name, Lord," there is total overlap between God and God's name. It's saying the same thing. So, for instance, we read in Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth." The psalmist is asking God to glorify His name, which is another way of saying, God, glorify yourself because of your loving kindness and your truth. So to hallow God's name means to reverence God Himself. One thing we should take away from this petition at the very start is that prayer starts with God and not our own needs. We'll get there. Give us this day our daily bread. That's about our needs. But it starts out with God. So prayer is not first and foremost about our comfort, what about God's glory? Man's chief end or chief purpose in life is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This first question is more simple to answer: what is God's name? That brings us to the second question, which is more detailed. The second question: how can we hallow God's name? Now I'm going to stop using the word hallow because I'm getting tongue-tied. So my substitute word is reverence. How do we have a holy reverence for God's name? To reverence God's name means to know, acknowledge, and honor God as holy. One thing that we need to remember in reverencing God is that we need to acknowledge that God is perfectly holy and eternally holy. God is holy, but for us to properly reverence God, we must treat Him as He really is, totally distinct from us. We're created, He's not. He's eternal. And so as we heard in the call to worship in our opening hymn, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." That comes directly from Isaiah chapter 6, where God called Isaiah into ministry. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's the only attribute of God in all of Scripture that's given three times in a verse. Challenge you, go to a concordance. I know God is love, but you will not find anywhere in Scripture, "loving, loving, loving is the Lord God Almighty." Both of them are true, but but only about God's holiness is that said. And God's a lot more than just holiness and love. He's justice, he's wisdom, he's perfection, he's almighty, he's eternal, he's everywhere at once, he knows everything. But for reasons known to God, which we receive, it's holiness that's emphasized in that way. God is separate and distinct from us. He is totally pure and righteous without any stain of sin or moral imperfection. And hence, because we are sinners, and even as God's people, we are redeemed sinners, we are confronted. How do we, as sinful people, reverence this holy God? This beginning petition of the Lord's Prayer is a reminder why we need the grace of Jesus Christ. Because even to mouth that word, I want to say to God, God, I can't do that. I just can't. I need Jesus. And that's what this prayer needs to remind us all the time. I can't do this, God. I need your mercy. How can we as fallen sinners truly reverence God as righteous, pure, and holy, deserving our worship, honor, and service? So even as we pray, hallowed be your name, we also need to pray, help, Heavenly Father, I need Jesus to do this because I can't possibly do it on my own. So let's go a little bit further as we speak of reverencing and using God's name in a proper way. The third commandment of the Ten Commandments says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, which speaks about the fact that we ought not to speak of God in a light and frivolous manner. Every commandment in the Ten Commandments, as well as every commandment in Scripture, must be understood both in what it prohibits as well as what it commands. And so you take that third commandment, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, and you need to flip it to say, what does it positively say? What it positively says is that you need to reverence God in a respectful way. Just like the commandment murder, you shall not murder. That also means you should respect life. You shall not lie. It also means you need to tell the truth. Everyone commandment that's a not, you got to flip and say, what am I supposed to do? And so in this commandment, do not take the name of God in an empty way. As we pray the Lord's Prayer, we need to be reminded, we need to reverence God's name and speak of him with a holy respect and honor that's due him. So, three practical things we can do as we seek to reverence God's name. First, we need to trust and believe in God as he has revealed himself in Scripture. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, God appears to Moses in a burning bush in the wilderness and commissions Moses to go back to Egypt and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. And Moses, being the typical skeptic, says, Lord, you've given me a huge task. Who shall I say has sent me? And God says to Moses, I am that I am. I exist. I have been, I am, and I always will be. He is the eternal God. And so God reveals himself in this name. In Hebrew, it's four letters, YHVH, or in English, JHVH. You can pronounce it Jehovah. You can pronounce it Yahweh. Something like that. The Hebrews did not have vowels in their alphabet, so we're kind of putting the vowels there. But that name was such a holy name to this day. Many Jews will say Adonai. They refuse to say that word because they want to treat with respect the holy name of God. I can understand that. But with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is not only the one who is distinct from us, but the Lord Jesus is God in the flesh who has come among us. And so God is not only a holy God, He's a God of mercy who has brought salvation in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as Jesus was given the same question after He performed miracles, Jesus said, "I am." The Jews knew what He was talking about. They knew at that moment He was saying, "I am YHWH or VH. I am Jehovah God." And the Jews understood that, and they picked up stones to stone Him because they believed He was guilty of committing blasphemy. But He wasn't. He was witnessing about who He was, both God and man. And so in the coming of Christ, to treat God's name as holy, we not only need to reverence and worship God the Father Almighty, we need to worship and reverence God the Son. And so, with the coming of Christ, we see this revelation of just not God in one person, but God in three persons. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus tells His apostles to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To reverence and hallow God's name means to reverence God for all He is and who He has revealed Himself to be, one God, eternally existing in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So to reverence God's name means to trust in this God, this triune God. Further in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Peter says this about the Lord Jesus before the Jewish leaders of His day. "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men which we must be saved." To hallow God's name means we must confess and believe that only by believing in Christ's name are we saved. And one more passage which speaks about the name of God and the name of Christ. And that's Philippians 2:9-11, where the Apostle Paul says that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Jehovah, to the glory of God the Father. I know that verse is talking about Jehovah because Isaiah the prophet earlier quoted that word for word. I should say the Apostle Paul quotes Isaiah word for word. And Isaiah originally said, every knee will bow to Jehovah. English translations, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Jehovah. And Paul just said about Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Jehovah God to the glory of God the Father. We reverence God's name by reverencing the Holy Trinity. That's who God has revealed Himself to be. Now, I know the Lord's Prayer is addressed to God the Father, but we must revere God as He has revealed Himself in all of Scripture, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A second way that we should reverence God's name is by obeying God and keeping His commandments. Leviticus 22:31-32 says this, "So shall you keep My commandments and do them. I am the Lord. You shall not profane My holy name, but I will be sanctified among the sons of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." An important aspect of reverencing God is obeying what He commands us to do. By the example of our lives day by day, we will either reverence God's name or profane it. And again, I remind us, Cedric and all the rest of us, I can't do that by myself. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me. And he does, but through Jesus he does. We either treat God as holy or we treat him in a frivolous way by our actions. In Matthew 5, verse 16, Jesus says this, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." As we reflect on our duty to bless God and obey him in our lives, we need to cry out for the Lord's mercy because of our less than consistent obedience to him. We should be praying that in our lives and in our midst, we would revere God and give him glory in how we live and as we walk in obedience to the Lord's commands. A third very practical way that we reverence God's name is by having a holy, reverential respect for God. Yes, God is my Father, but he's also the Lord God Almighty, and both are true. I can come boldly into the throne of grace and talk to my Heavenly Father, and I praise God that I am adopted as a son through the eternal Son, Jesus Christ. That's how I can call God my Father. But he never stops being the Almighty King and Lord of the universe. Both are true. God's name is holy in itself, but in this petition, we are praying to the Almighty God and Father that we would treat his name with holy reverence and respect that is due him. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16 through 7, verse 1 says this, "Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Here we have one context that tells us both about the precious promises and about God as our Father and also the fear of God. All of the above are true. And we need to treat God with that holy reverence and respect as well as our privilege to call him our Father. God has given us these precious promises and these verses of being both a Father who welcomes us as his adopted children through Jesus Christ, but he also calls and demands that we have a holy respect for him, a reverence for him, to be in awe of who he is, the God who is to be hallowed with a godly fear. He is the God who calls on us to separate ourselves from idols and worship him only. He is the one who calls us to holiness and at the same time demands that we walk away from every unspiritually unclean path that gets in the way of serving God and loving him above all. May God be with us as we bear witness to him in word and deed and as we reverence his holy name. Let us pray. Almighty God, eternal God, we praise you, we worship you for sending Christ for us, who gave up his own life on the cross of Calvary, a once and for all sacrifice for our sins. Help us to love and to serve you, to glorify and reverence your holy name. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.